This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Digital has transformed nearly every aspect of the ag bioscience economy, from food production to food delivery. Today's guest is a pioneer in digital innovation who started his career in advertising technology and is now bringing new digital technology, cryptocurrency, to the coffee industry. Welcome, Andre Ramsey. He is founder and CEO of Coin Coffee. Andre, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. You have such a fascinating story. You were an early mover in digital tech, leading advertising tech businesses, working with some of the world's leading brands. Share with us more, Andre, before we get into Coin, share with us more about your journey and what sparked your interest in really focusing on technology and coffee.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. For me, that kind of goes back to dating myself in 2009. Just kind of was in grad school working on my MBA. And I had this amazing opportunity to work for an affiliate marketing company. Mm-hmm. And this was during the era where which affiliate marketing was just like cutting edge for advertising. Mobile was just blowing up on the scene. Facebook wasn't even big yet, right? And so all these advertisers were trying to figure out ways to monetize this new social media, this new mobile, you know, technologies. And I got to say that I was at the tip of the spear of that. Just a quick funny story. To see, you know, my introduction to this affiliate marketing, the owner of this company that I worked for at that time drove up in a Range Rover, and then the next week a Phantom Rolls Royce.
Oh wow!
Right, and you know I that was one of those kind of like calibration moments. Like wow, there's lot
something
of
here.
Money being made in this affiliate marketing stuff. So, so that's kind of how I started with this cutting edge technology. Right, it was like the Wild Wild West, and I just kind of like really, really just love the energy of that. Fast forward to 2012, I was exiting a company. We ran out of cash, startup, right? You got to have some runway when it comes to startups.
Yeah.
And a guy said to me, an acquaintance of mine said, "Hey, Andre, you should invest in this Bitcoin." And I said, "Well, what? Like, what is Bitcoin?" Right. And he couldn't even explain this other than it's a digital currency, but couldn't really explain the utility because I said, what can you do with it? Right. And I think Bitcoin is around, you know, $10 or $15 at the time. Right. And so I took a hard pass on it. Right. And you fast forward to, you know, just the all time high, you know, last year. Right. If had I invested just $1,000 in there, we would have a different conversation today. Right. If I held.
Without a doubt. Well, I want to dig into crypto.
Yeah.
Because, look, crypto is a fascinating category of the economy. One, in all candor, I don't fully understand. Coin, you've done a really interesting work here with Coin Coffee.
Yep.
Fascinating company using crypto to really drive repeat purchases at local coffee shops. All right, Andre, you got to break this down for me. Use small words, speak slow, because this is one that, holy cow, I need some education on how does crypto work and what are you doing at Coin with crypto?
Oh, great question. So I think that as far as defining cryptocurrency, that's the challenge, right? We're still waiting on regulators to decide, well, what is this? We do know recently Bitcoin and I believe Ethereum were labeled as commodities, right?
Hmm.
And so cryptocurrency in its most simplistic form is a exchange of value, just like currency is.
Sure.
Right? Or for Bitcoin, say it's a store of value like gold. And so for us at Coin Coffee, we want to really disrupt the coffee category by bringing this technology into the category, disrupt Starbucks' model. Right. I love to compete.
It's good.
And what we're doing is we're saying that at Coin Coffee, we're going to reward our members in the form of cryptocurrency. We have our own token backed on the Quibi blockchain, the Ethereum based blockchain. And then our members can earn Java. And so with those Java coins, they can redeem those Java coins for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polygon. Right. So instead of you getting a free drink, we're rewarding you and an opportunity to earn real value.
That is fascinating. Now, how we were just talking before we jumped on here. This is a big week for you and the team at Coin Coffee, really the big public launch this week. Yep. Going out, reaching out to consumers. Give us a sense of how consumers are reacting to this new idea called Coin Coffee.
Yeah. In our research, you know, I actually went to YC startup school right over the summer.
Okay.
I wanted to polish up on my skill.
Yeah.
And I learned some amazing things from some great people there at YC. And one of the things that they mentioned to me was that, Andre, you have to be obsessive with the problem that you're solving.
I love that.
Right?
I love that.
And a good friend, Mike Shepard at Elevate Ventures, yeah. Well, he transitioned from there. But he really challenged me to say, Andre, I need you to consolidate and really focus on what problem you're solving. And so for us, we got really hyper-focused on the Web3 challenge. And so what I call about the Web3 challenge is, once you buy an NFT or once you buy a cryptocurrency, what can you do with it?
Right.
And so at Coin Coffee, we're merging that with commodity coffee. I had this aha moment, right? I was listening to this podcast and this guy said, very similar to me when I got introduced to Bitcoin, said, you know, I don't really understand it, but I'll believe in this Bitcoin and this blockchain technology when I could buy a cup of coffee with it. For me, it was right. Like the aha moment.
Yes.
Like, ah,
I can do this. Right?
I could do this.
This is what we're doing. Yeah. And now you've partnered with a really interesting, you're one of your co-founders, really interesting coffee expert here in Indiana. Share more.
Yeah, really. He's like a brother to me. Ken Julian.
Great guy.
Amazing. And with the idea of purpose-driven coffee, right? We just align instantly. And so he's up in Zionsville, Julian Coffee Roasters. They're award-winning. You can find them at Costco, right? He really knows coffee, 18 plus years in the game.
Wow.
And here's this guy, right, me, with all of this technology background. So I came to him with this idea. I said, hey, brother, what do you think about merging cryptocurrency with coffee? Pitched this idea to him. He was like, what? Like, let's do it. Let's do it. And so he became my co-founder. And so it's been an amazing journey for us. One of the things that we're passionate about is really giving back to the community. And so with this blockchain technology, we have the opportunity to really disrupt this model by giving value back to our direct trade partners, right? So look at the farmers out there, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not against fair trade. I think fair trade is great. But let's beef that up a little bit, right? We're going to take at Coin Coffee a component of our revenue and push that back to our direct trade farmers, giving them opportunity to grow their wealth and their capabilities as well.
Really smart. Now, Andre, I want to dig in one more piece to Coin Coffee before I broaden this out, because there's some big news, a move in the macro economy that is a massive validation for what you and the team are doing at Coin. Yep. So lots of folks are listening. Lots of folks, like me included, love coffee.
Uh-huh.
How do we engage? Is there an app we download? Is there a certain coffee company we go to? How do we engage with Coin Coffee?
Right now, a very simple way you can engage with us. You can go to coincoffee.life and you can, right now we launched our subscription, our coffee club this week. And so you can just join the coffee club, and that'll get you into the club. Once you get into the club, you get directions on how you can download, but you can go to our web app which we distribute the rewards.
Okay.
So, very simplistic, easy way to become a part of the community. Also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, the social channels, right? And just join and learn about what we're doing with this new fascinating technology.
We're talking with Andre Ramsey. He's founder of Coin Coffee. Now, Andre, you had a massive validation just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea, when we first talked, I said, Andre, I don't understand it. And then literally that night, Starbucks made a big announcement where they're revamping their loyalty program using a really similar approach to what you're doing at Coin Coffee. Share more about the Starbucks news and what you see it meaning for Coin Coffee and maybe the broader sort of crypto market at large.
Yeah. So a huge validation for us. Also validation for the industry itself.
Yeah.
Right. You know, this Web3 technology, you know, Andreessen Horowitz raised over $4.5 billion fund to focus on this Web3 technology, right? And so when you start seeing Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoias of the world, Starbucks saying, hey, we need to figure this out, right? It's huge validation for the technology. One of the things that I think love most about Starbucks, and again, I'm a competitor. I used to work at Starbucks back in the day. but they are the leaders when it comes to rewards programs.
Yeah.
Right. When you think rewards program leaders, you think American Airlines, right? Advantage Club, and you think Starbucks rewards program, right? And so they're saying over there, some smart people at Starbucks, hey, this technology is here. We got to figure out how to incorporate this within our rewards model, because companies like Coin Coffee is on the horizon to disrupt us right now. Now, I don't know if they said that, but this is what's happening in my mind, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? And I think that what they're trying to do is figure out how to use this technology to provide greater value to their rewards members, right? Now, we have a model that we feel is better, for which we want to distribute that value to those members. But the good thing here is that it's that friendly competition to really advance this technology forward.
Yeah, one of the greatest strengths, one of the greatest challenges in business is having a good competitor.
That's right.
It makes you better, makes them better.
That's right.
And what I love about Starbucks, I mean, I dug into this, you know, after we met each other and started to dig into what is this announcement, clearly built on blockchain, clearly built in Web3.
Yep.
There is a bit of a crypto component. Yep. Odyssey, is that the name of it?
Yes, yes.
Odyssey is the name of the rewards program.
Odyssey.
What I loved about it is, like, as they went out to market, they said, listen, you don't have to understand crypto. You don't have to understand Web3. You just have to understand we want to deliver a really powerful, really meaningful rewards program.
That's right.
That just so happens to be, like, you don't necessarily know how your computer's built. You don't actually understand how your cell phone might work.
Right.
It just works.
That's right.
And their push with Odyssey was really much the same.
That's right. Yeah. It's like, and you know, that is what we are looking to do, is to really make that bridge from Web2 to Web3.
Yeah.
Right. From the consumer side, you don't want to have to try to figure out how to do all that. You just want an experience that's really buttoned up tight. Right. And one that's going to give you value. And so I think that they're trying to figure out, I think retailers are on the sidelines looking.
Right.
They're like, hey, you know, how are they going to roll this out? How is Starbucks going to execute this? But I do know that as they are on the sidelines trying to, you know, wait to get in, Starbucks is saying, no, we're not waiting. We're going to try to figure this out and innovate.
Well, as you look at this, Andre, with Coin Coffee, clearly there's an opportunity, a passion around coffee and around food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you envision Coin expanding beyond coffee?
Yes. Yeah, that's our phase 3. We start with the coffee as our core business. You know, when you look at the phases of our business, we have the rewards program and membership. That's phase 1. We're really hyper-focused on that right now. Phase 2 is we're going to launch one major flagship coffee shop in every major city in America and globally.
Wow.
Right. And so for us, we're not going to compete with Starbucks from the store to store, but we're going to compete on the reward side of the business as far as who's going to give the best value back to those, to customers. Right. And so and then phase 3, we're going to license that technology to every mom and pop shop out here, right? To say, hey, no, you want to get in on this? Here, we're going to be that on-ramp for you. And so that's just coffee, but then we're going to diversify that into other products as well.
Such a powerful tool across the food supply chain, particularly given your focus on producers and how do we give back to those who created the food at the beginning.
That's
right,
yeah.
All right, so one last question for you before we wrap up. You've kind of walked through what's on the horizon. You've walked us through coincoffee.life is where you sign up. What's the last thing people need to know? What's the last thing they need to know about Coin Coffee?
The last thing I want people to know about Coin Coffee is that if you want to be a part of something that's special, right, i.e. a company that's, I would say, conscious of really giving back to the community, then Coin Coffee is that business you will want to partner with. Right. You know, Ken and I both are very, very passionate about not only our employees, but human being.
Yeah.
Right. And there's not a lot of businesses that are focused on how do we give back in a way that's going to actually advance humanity. Right. Do good to Mother Earth and things like that. And that's what we're passionate about. Not only just the technology, but what can we do that's good and benevolent with this technology to actually advance, you know, human beings in a positive way.
He is Andre Ramsey. He's co-founder of Coin Coffee. Love your story. Love what's possible. Great to see innovation from outside of ag bioscience come into this space. Andre, just a delight to have you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
And thank you for listening. You can get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And always, you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Panel episodes by Gary Dick. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.